Generosity inspires generosity. And this was our insight. People are wired to give.
This is the playbook.
I get giddy when I think about this guy, Vance Roush. He is the CEO and founder of Overflow. And the reason I get giddy, Vance, is that I love young people who get three things: how to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And if you can see that big smile on his face for those people that are looking at the video, you know this guy knows how to have fun. But I wish that I was empowered like you are at such a young age to understand abundance. In fact, you named your company, I'm taking a leap, you named it after abundance, overflow.co. And you have taken fintech to the next level by not only making a lot of money, but helping a lot of people as well. Give me a little bit of the journey of your, because you know, mine goes from not enough to just enough to more than enough. Tell me your journey to Overflow or abundance.
You nailed it. Overflow is literally named after our belief in abundance, not a zero-sum game, but a positive-sum game. I have learned this actually from my experience as pastoring at a local church in the Silicon Valley called Vive Church. And I learned this directly from our community, one of the most generous communities I've had the privilege to be a part of. People literally giving from their gains, people giving from their abundance because they are blessed with careers and jobs. And it's not just people of high net worth. It's from people just starting out in their careers to people that are mature in their careers. And what I've seen over the past decade, David, is that when you live a life that is open-handed and generous, it expands your world. The life of the generous gets larger and larger. That's actually a verse from scripture. And so that's the inspiration around Overflow. It's all about abundance.
And to that measure, you know, I imagine you probably weren't always abundant, that you had to go through some fear-based experiences, even though you're so young and so on it, which is why I'm giddy. I'm going to call this the giddy playbook. But for you, where did you make your shift? I went through my quantum shift, you know, in my 30s, and I was very scarce. Like I always say, I was living in a world of not enough as a victim or just enough, buying shit I didn't need to impress people I didn't like. You've entered this world of abundance at such a young age. When did your quantum shift happen? And what was it, 1, 2, 10 things that allowed you to transition from the world of a zero-sum game to the world of a value-add game?
Yeah, there was multiple things, and I'm still on that journey, to be honest with you. But one thing that sticks out to me is this message that we preach at our church. It is this idea that fear is actually based in the unknown realm. Fear is because you are uncertain about the future. The revelation is this, though. That's also where faith lives. Fear and faith actually exist in the same place. So what does that mean? You get to choose. You get to choose, am I going to operate out of fear or I'm going to operate out of faith? And so that is actually something that stuck with me ever since we got that revelation as a community, and one that I try to operate not just in my faith, but operate in business, right? So in our business, you know, it could be really easy for a technology startup to say, hey, we're going to bunker down, especially in this current market environment, and we are going to try to lengthen our runway, maximize everything. And there is something to be said about good stewardship. We are wise, we are not foolish. But in saying that, we give 10% of our revenue back to nonprofits, because we cannot take anybody anywhere where we haven't been ourselves. And so if we're a financial technology that is on mission to inspire the world to give, we have to lead the way. And so because we have a positive sum mentality, because we know that there's abundance, we can lead in this way generously as a company and know that we're practicing what we're preaching.
And you are well-versed in, you know, religion, spirituality, philosophy, and theory. And one of the things that I think so interesting is your perspective on receiving, and would love to delve into, you know, your understanding, which is so cross-dimensional, because I believe that most people understand giving. I really do. I think they understand the impact of it, but I don't think they understand the relationship between receiving and giving. And I don't think they understand the power of value add in receiving. Your business is about allowing people to receive more.
Exactly.
And how does that reconcile for you in being, you know, just so multidimensional, the importance of receiving, and how is your business related to that?
Yeah. So I want to dive into the psychology a little bit, but then get into the practicality as well. You taught me about the psychology of receiving, actually. We have been focused on the psychology of giving, which we know in neuroscience that when you actually give, not of your time, when you give financial resources, it releases a dopamine, oxytocin specifically, on the level of when you eat food and when you get to shelter. You actually taught me about the psychology, though, that multiplies into receiving.
Yeah. And how about this? One of the other things I know you grasped onto is not only does giving release the dose from God, it's a reward of saying, hey, keep doing this. So does receiving. But yeah. Also what makes it even more powerful, which is what you're doing by amplifying the giving and receiving with your business and your personal life. Those who witness giving and receiving receive the same gift from God, the same oxytocin, the same biochemical reward saying, hey, this is the only way that I know how to tell you keep doing the right things is when you receive that biochemical dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, or endorphins. And all four of those are released when you give, when you receive, but most importantly, when you witness it. That's why I do so much content, because I want people to witness people like Vance Roush. I want people to understand the Vive Church. I want them to see your business, what Overflow, which is a complete reconciliation of faith and business and understanding abundance. And that's what Overflow is to me. For you, have you experienced the idea and amplification of the witnessing side beyond the giving and receiving?
Oh yeah, it's going viral. Generosity begets generosity. Generosity inspires generosity. And this was our insight, David. Our insight was this: people are wired to give. We just talked about in neuroscience, we were physiologically created to give, right? But it was impossible, near impossible, for people to give anything really outside of their checking and savings account. And we thought that was a travesty. Right? People have 90% of their wealth in non-cash assets, especially today. I'm not just talking about boomers with 401ks, ETFs, and mutual funds. I'm talking about 21-year-olds. I'm talking about Gen Z millennials that are investing into crypto, Web3, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, etc., right? People are getting in the game like never before. Wealth is being democratized. Access to these investable assets have been democratized more than it's ever been in history. So what does that mean? You have to make it as easy for somebody to give those non-cash assets, stocks, ETFs, cryptocurrency, as easy as Venmo, as easy as PayPal. And before Overflow, it wasn't. And so what we did was we created a technology to make giving frictionless across any asset class, everything from a used car to real estate and land, all the way to a Jordan sneaker that's appreciating in value. You can give anything to any organization in the world at any time through Overflow. And so if you can make it frictionless, you actually facilitate what people already want to do, which is give. And yeah, that amplification, that goes viral, right? Generosity inspires generosity.
And in the context of frictionless, and I use an energetic form of friction, even when I make a cold call still today, I'll say, this call is going to be frictionless, resistant free. But beyond that is the understanding where friction exists, and it's where time as a man-made construct exists. And so when you have a cause, like to make a lot of money, help a lot of people and have a lot of fun, and that's the outcome or what we call an effect, the distance between the cause and the effect, the cause and the outcome, is the friction. It's in time it takes to reduce the friction. Now watch this, because this to me is an entrepreneurial lesson. The idea of an entrepreneur is someone that can reduce the time and the friction between problems and solutions, between cause and outcome. And where we put our emotion, our energy in motion, is where we're going to either increase the resistance or decrease the resistance. And so when we put our faith, our energy in motion, our emotion in the cause, knowing that problems and solutions are one, and that we have to clear the interference of time and friction that we're creating, knowing we're happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy, what are we doing to interfere with it? And believe it or not, the universe is a technology, and technology itself can be utilized to reduce the friction and reduce the time. And when I see overflow, when they ask me, well, what is this business about? This young guy, Vance Roush, is killing it, and he's giving back, and he seems like the exact kind of 1000 Meltzerite that's out there that's going to change the world with you, Dave. Why is that? And I said, because he understands the technology to reduce the friction between problems and solutions, to reduce the friction between cause and effect through not only the technologies of the platform you have, but the technology of faith, not putting our faith in the outcome, knowing that we don't know, trying to create something that's already created, but instead applying our why, that there's something bigger than us, that loves us more than our mom, that will promote and protect us at all time. So we're safe, secure, without fear, being able to focus on the causes that we create, the good causes, or what I like to say, the good deeds. And in order to be kind, or be kind to our future selves, we have to do those good deeds. For you, I'm going to get a little bit into the minutia. What are some of the frictionless technology that you utilize so that people, you talk about it has to be as easy as Venmo, right? You're talking about no friction. Hey, you know, it's amazing. I'm still amazed by, you know, some of the stuff I get to do in technology. But what are some of the things that you can do with overflow that are like Venmo, that are frictionless?
Yeah, so just like Venmo, when you're paying your buddy back, when you're paying your friend back right after you had that meal with them, you connect your bank account with Venmo, right? So you connect your Chase account, Wells Fargo account, whatever it may be. In the same way, you can now connect your brokerage account or crypto wallet to your overflow account. And so not only can you give cash, which by the way, we facilitate cash from checking accounts as well, and we do it in the lowest fee processing way, because if we have a direct deal with the processors, which is incredible. But not only can you give through low fee cash processing through overflow, but you can also give big and give generously through your stock portfolio, your ETF portfolio, your mutual funds, your crypto wallet, et cetera. And so that is what we do with the frictionless technology, is we directly connect it up safely and securely. So once it's connected up, at any time you feel generous, or maybe you're at a fundraising gala and the private school, the church, or the nonprofit or charity that you're attending that gala for uses overflow, you can give generously from any one of those pockets towards the cause that you really care about. And what we do specifically with our technology, and people can go to overflow.co to really experience what we do. But what's so cool about how we build out our platform is we believe that giving shouldn't feel like a transaction. It should feel like a celebration. What an incredible moment that you got to give and be generous and support a cause that you care about. And so even the details, you talked about minutia, even the details, our thank you page says, give good, feel good, gives you really easy ways to be able to share that generous gift, doesn't share an amount, but just share that you gave to an organization on social media. And we have different celebration animations that actually happen when you give through our platform. So it doesn't feel like just a transaction, right? But it feels like something that you want to do over and over again, and at the very least, inspire maybe others in your community to follow suit.
Which is so apropos, because I think the last step from going from a world of for me, where everything's a trade, a negotiation, or a transaction, into the world of abundance is to understand that abundant world are more than enough with no friction, no resistance, by being able to put all of your focus, your clarity, your balance into the causes so that the outcomes end up better, or you end up in a better position or a better place by doing so. As a young entrepreneur, one of the things I say when people say, what determines when someone becomes successful? And I said, there's a process that takes place. And those who start on the journey of this process earlier will get there most of the time earlier. And those who start later will get there later. And I call it the identifying, the identification of your superpower. So you can't identify your superpower unless you've worked on clearing the interference of identifying your needs of an ego, the fear. If you can't identify what you're afraid of, you won't be able to identify your superpower and you'll accelerate in the wrong direction. When you learn to stop in faith and breathe and go to the higher source or neutral or flow, and then roll in the right trajectory, doing good deeds and creating value through productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, which are three of your cornerstones of your success. For you, you must have identified your superpower by now to have the success and abundance that you have with overflow.co. What is your superpower and how has it assisted you in the success in business and your personal life?
Vision and storytelling. I've been able to identify that setting a clear and contagious vision. The Bible says that without vision, the people perish. But with vision, people can actually take that vision, carry it, and run with it. And that's something that I've incorporated in my life personally, to have a vision for my life, but something I've had the privilege to set a vision for our company. Our mission is to inspire the world to give, but our vision is to build the infrastructure that makes generosity frictionless across every major asset class. And to be able to tell that story, to be able to tell the stories of all the customers that we get to serve, churches, charities, private schools, universities, nonprofits, to be able to tell the stories of unlocked generosity, literally net new generosity being contributed to these organizations, stocks, ETFs, crypto, they otherwise wouldn't have had to be able to fuel and fund their mission and their vision. My ability to tell that story not only recruits the top talent in the world, I'm talking about engineers from Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple here in the Silicon Valley, but also to be able to articulate it, because it's a very complicated, if you make it complicated, it can be a complicated technology and a complicated story, but how can we take complex visions and complex concepts and simplify it so that we can democratize this vision to the masses, right? We are creating the Amazon for giving. At this point, most people know Amazon, but when I put it into that terms, they understand that, wow, in the same way that I can buy anything through Amazon, I could give anything through Overflow, boom, all of a sudden I've contextualized my vision in a way that tells a story where people can grab handles and now spread the word.
And you are spreading the word, and life is about lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. And the best way to learn a lesson is through a story and a superpower of storytelling and articulating a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for, and to put things in terms of Amazon and frictionless transactions and all types of abundance accord that is aligned with overflow.co. Vance Rausch, an old soul stuck in a young body. He is the CEO and founder of Overflow, teaching me lessons through his extraordinary story and teaching hopefully you the playbook to success. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.